Time for us to head back to the hotline right now. Boy, baseball season is just a couple of months away, and we love talking baseball with Margaret Reardon with the Baseball Heritage Museum. Margaret, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
My pleasure. Great. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year to you as well. And boy, the stars were just aligned because we thought that maybe, just maybe, we may be having an interview with you and, well, a couple of movers as well. A brand new stove was involved here, right?
Yes, I got a new stove. It came 5 minutes before I went on the air. So there, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Hey, you know what? Maybe the movers wanted to say something about what you guys have coming up, or maybe they wanted a piece of the action at your booth at TriFest this Saturday, right?
Right, yeah. We will be at TriFest at the Cleveland Convention Center. Our booth will be manned the whole day from 8:30 till I think it goes till about 7:30. And Vern Fuller, who was a star player for the Indians in the 60s, will be at the booth most of the day. So we're excited about that. We're always excited to see people who know about us and have a chance to show off to people who don't.
Very cool. Boy, TriFest is always a really interesting event. It's always a lot of fun. And, you know, Margaret, I think for you guys add a different wrinkle. It's a different element to TriFest that a lot of folks may have not known that existed at TriFest until, you know, they go to the actual event, they see how great it is. But that's got to be a lot of fun for you guys to be at such a cool event like this that really kind of grinds people's gears and gets them ready for baseball season.
It really is. And, you know, we like to say at the museum, it's always baseball season at the museum. We're still open. We're open 10 to 2 on Saturdays until we go to spring training. But we have a lot of programming coming up, and we're working on a lot of things because, as you know, the deals are made in the off season. So should I tell you a little bit what we've got coming up?
Absolutely. Can we begin with what you guys have coming up here in a couple of weeks on Martin Luther King Jr. Day at the Heritage Museum? I know you guys have a lot of different things planned to celebrate that day.
Yeah, it's great. We actually, this past year, we became a marketing partner with University Circle, Inc., which does the whole free MLK Day celebrations and offerings through the area. So we are part of that circuit this year. And it's a wonderful day for us because a lot of people don't know how connected Dr. King was to baseball. He was close friends with Jackie Robinson, Don Newcomb. He knew Larry Doby personally, and he often referred to the baseball pioneers that desegregated the sport as like the precursors of his mission. And there's a great quote he said to Don Newcomb, who was a pitcher with Brooklyn, same era as Jackie Robinson. I'm sure you know that. And he said to Don Newcomb, "You'll never know how easy you and Jackie and Doby and Campy, that would be Roy Campanella, made it for me to do my job by what you did on the baseball field."
That's incredible. Yeah, that's absolutely incredible.
So we'll have some storyboards with quotes and pictures, and we're going to do a story time if people are interested, and also I Have a Dream Craft is a little craft we're going to do. All free, great family things, so we hope we'll have a lot of traffic that day.
Elaborate, if you could, Margaret, on the I Have a Dream Craft. What's this all about?
It's a little scrap of construction paper where we ask kids to write down what their dream is for the coming year or their life. Last year we did it, and we had some wonderful responses, like respect was one of the ones that came up over and over. And then we put all of these squares together on a big piece of paper, and it becomes the I Have a Dream quilt for the year that we did it. So it's a nice way to get kids to take the lessons they learn and think about what they want to get out of them and do something creative.
Very cool stuff. Now, you mentioned story time as well. Will a lot of the same elements be at play that you discussed earlier with the connections that Dr. King had to baseball?
Right. There's a Larry Doby book we'll probably read. There's a great book on Jackie Robinson. And in between, we'll talk about, you know, the connections that he made individually and personally to those figures.
Awesome stuff. Again, Margaret Reardon with the Baseball Heritage Museum is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I know you guys have plenty of other events lined up, and one of the ones that stood out to me was the Baseball Book Club at the end of the month on January 26th. You guys are going to feature the book Jack and Larry, which involves a dog. I love dogs, and I love baseball, so this sounds like it's right in my wheelhouse. What's this all about?
Yes. Did you know the story of Larry?
I did not, no.
Well, Jack Graney was the leadoff batter for the Indians, or the Cleveland team, from 1910 to 1922, and he was also the first player to become a broadcaster. He was the first one to do that, but he was really famous at the time because he had a bulldog named Larry. Larry was the team mascot. Larry was famous. He traveled with the team. Everybody welcomed Larry, and Larry was a great inspiration because, as we know, Cleveland baseball comes, you know, ebbs and flows, and this was not a period where they were playing very well, but Larry kind of kept the team going and kept interest going, and so it's a wonderful story about the connection there. And a very exciting thing is going to happen. Through the wonder of Skype, Jack's 98-year-old daughter, Margot, and his granddaughter, Perry, are going to join us from Florida. When I spoke to Perry, his granddaughter, she mentioned that till the end of his life, Jack kept a picture of Larry on his nightstand. So we're going to get some great inside family stories, and it's a wonderful book. It's perfectly acceptable for kids and parents. It's just a great book, so we're looking forward to that.
Sounds very interesting. Okay, that's really cool. So you guys are going to bring the family in via Skype as well to kind of introduce them to the audience. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's the first time we've done it, so, you know, send good thoughts. Because
good thoughts coming your way.
Sure.
Yes.
And plenty of it. That's a fascinating story, though. I mean, you don't hear of things. Baseball was kind of a looser field, it seemed, back then, with people traveling with their pets kind of coming along. And it sounds like Larry was a big role in that Indians team.
Yeah, and Larry used to just go travel on his own. He, like, the train conductors knew him. He would go up to visit Jack's family in Canada by himself on the train. So it's a great story, and we have some wonderful pictures that we can share, and so we hope to have a nice turnout for that.
That's cool.
Outstanding. Well, you guys have a lot of other events lined up for the coming year as well. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other events that you guys have lined up that we haven't hit on yet?
Well, we, of course, every month is pretty much Black History Month at the museum because we always do feature the stories of the Negro Leagues. But we will have two special Black History Month programs presented by our board member and one of our most popular presenters, Ike Brooks. On Saturday, February 9th, he's going to do Black Baseball Chronology. And that's an interesting program because it makes you aware that baseball was integrated in the early days, and then it became unintegrated before it was reintegrated in 47. So it's a fascinating and kind of little-known story. And then on Saturday, February 16th at 1 o'clock, both programs, all of our programs start at 1 o'clock. I don't know if I mentioned that. Ike is going to do a presentation on the East-West All-Star Games, which were the Negro League All-Star Games, because they, segregation was everywhere, and the teams had to have separate All-Star games. And this is also our first All-Star year-related program. Our theme for our programming in 2019 is an All-Star year, and that's funded by Cuyahoga Arts and Culture. But our first specific program on the history of All-Star Games is this program on February 16th. So we are excited about that.
Very nice. Well, you also have a program a week later talking about Beep Baseball, which is very interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. It's an author from Southern Ohio who wrote a book. And a lot of people don't know about this, but there is a whole Beep League. There is a Beep team called the Cleveland Scrappers, which I did not know about until I started to do the background for this book. And the book is fascinating. You know, we never think, because baseball is such a visual sport. Well, all sports are, but, you know, it doesn't occur to people that there is a way sight challenge, people can play it. And this is all about that. Very readable. We're partnering with the Cleveland Sight Center to get the word out on that. And as you know, our tagline is their stories on the way it happened. And I'm personally very thrilled because this is definitely a story that not many people know. So we are going to tell that story on February 23rd at 1 p.m.
We actually conducted an interview with a gentleman from the Beep Baseball a while back. I want to say it was over the summertime. I remember I was over in Avon. You were back here in studio, Matt. We did that interview, and it was so fascinating at the very end of that to learn how that all came together, because a lot of these guys, a lot of these ladies that participate in these leagues, it seems like this league kind of brings them all together. They have such a good time playing this game. And you're right, because it's wild, because baseball's such a visual sport. You think to yourself, how in the world could the visually impaired play this? This whole Beep Baseball game's got like its own different set of rules. It's wild.
And what a great inspiration, you know, because we always like to use our stories to inspire and encourage people. So that's going to be great. And just remember, gentlemen, you are always invited to come to our programs.
Absolutely. One of these days, we're going to make it down there because you guys have a lot of really cool things coming up, and you guys have other events lined up in March and into April. I know you guys really kind of kick into high gear as soon as we get closer to the season. One more program I want you to discuss with us, if you can, for a second here. You're going to have an author there, Susan Petrone, who authored the book Throw Like a Woman. She's coming in March.
Saturday, March 9th. This is our one of our women's history programs. Susan is very well known as a writer and also as a woman involved in baseball. I believe she coaches her, I may be misspeaking, but I believe she coaches her daughter's team. So she wrote this book. This is a book of fiction, and it's about a woman who's kind of at a bad spot in her life. She's just divorced. She's kind of drifting. She doesn't know what she's going to do, and she tries out for the Cleveland Indians and becomes the first woman to play in the major league. So it's all about kind of her personal story, what it's like to be the first woman. We don't, you know, it hasn't happened yet, but you can imagine it's very similar to the experiences that the African American players had when they first entered the league. So she's a great speaker. We'll have the books on sale. She's got other books she'll talk about. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Well, Margaret, this is a pleasure as always. So much fun to have you on the show.
Yes,
have some fun on Saturday at TriFest. Sounds like you guys will have a lot of fun down there. And well, maybe a deal will go down between now and Saturday. We're waiting on pins and needles for the tribe to do something. So hopefully by the time you guys get down there, they'll have done something.
Won't that be fun? Will you gentlemen be at TribeFest by any chance?
We will not. Yeah, we will not be there. Yeah, okay. Unfortunately.
Well, I'll make sure I let you know all the inside information that we get.
Okay, awesome. That sounds like a deal. Margaret, thank you as always for joining us. We'll catch up again soon.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you again, Margaret Reardon with the Baseball Heritage Museum, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.